There was a full house at the O. Winston Link Museum, also the Roanoke Visitor Center, as Governor Terry McAuliffe spoke yesterday about the return of passenger rail service to downtown Roanoke by 2017. City Manager Chris Morrow also looks forward to the possibilities.
The fact that it's coming right into the downtown, I think we know that connections are critical for economic development. And while we have a good airport and we got 81, I think that to have passenger rail as an option also just opens up more possibilities for us.
A stronger culvert needed beneath the train station platform may also come in several million dollars less than the original $6 million estimate, says Morrill. Governor McAuliffe had the last word at yesterday's symbolic groundbreaking.
We are officially kicking off the construction here now to have our own passenger rail service right here, the first passenger rail center we've had in 34 years.
Initial construction on the culvert beneath the new train platform site could begin in January. Gene Marano, WFIR News.